Good morning and welcome to The Early Tee, your daily look at golf and the stories behind it from Stick and Hack. Golf fans seem to remember everything about the Ryder Cup. We remember Langer's putt in 1991, the shirts in 1999, and the miraculous comeback in 2012. But here's a few facts you might not know. In an 18-hole match play contest, the largest possible margin of victory would be 10-8. While that has never happened in the Ryder Cup, there have been two occasions of an 8-7 victory. Both were claimed by Americans in singles competition, with the first coming in 1987 when Tom Kite beat Howard Clark, and the second when Fred Couples defeated Ian Woosman in 1997. Landslides are more seldom in team competition, but that hasn't stopped three different teams from recording 7-6 wins throughout Ryder Cup history. Once again, all were in favor of the Americans, the most recent of which came from Phil Mickelson and Keegan Bradley in 2012 over Lee Westwood and Luke Donald. There have been five sets of brothers who've competed at the Ryder Cup throughout its history, highlighted by Whitcomb brothers in 1935. The Great Britain and Ireland team featured Charles, Ernest, and Reg Whitcomb. Needless to say, it was the only time three brothers all competed on the same team. In recent years, the Molinari brothers, Francesco and Eduardo, both competed on the European team in 2010. And there have been instances of cousins, uncles, and nephews, and even brothers-in-law, who have all competed at the Ryder Cup. There have even been two cases of fathers and sons who both represented the European side, Percy and Peter Ailes, and Antonio and Ignacio Gardillo. And now for the FYI. The Rosetta Stone is one of the most famous objects in the British Museum. But what is it? A black basalt stone found in 1799 that bears an inscription in hieroglyphics, demonic characters, and Greek, and is celebrated for having given the first clue to the decipherment of Egyptian hieroglyphics. Today, we also use Rosetta Stone figuratively, as we have since the early 20th century, for other things that provide clues or help us understand something that would otherwise be undecipherable. That's it for the Early Tee today. Enjoy your day, or enjoy your round.